Well, it's March 7th, is it?
I think so.
March 7th, 2018. We're in the home of Mike and Pat Cross in Smyrna Beach, Florida. This is our fourth year of doing historical interviews with people that have connections in some way or other to the Western Dubuque School District. And Pat has several close connections. Maybe, Pat, you could give us a little background, though, before we get into that, about your family history a little bit and where you grew up and how that all happened.
Okay, I'm originally from England, and I was born and raised in England, and then I decided when I was 19, almost 20, that I would like to travel around parts of Europe. So a girlfriend and I, we quit our jobs and then decided we'd go somewhere warm. So we traveled to Spain and traveled around Spain and France and Portugal and Morocco. And one time I was coming back from the store and I waved to a person that I thought was somebody else, and he turned out to be my husband. Eventually, my husband. Michael was stationed in Spain. He was drafted during Vietnam, and he was an Albanian linguist and stationed in Spain.
How did they react when you waved at him?
Oh, he was a little. He didn't think I was waving to him. I kept waving, and I finally got a little wave from him, and then the person that I thought he was, I saw that night, and I said, oh, it took you long enough to wave to me, and he goes, oh, I wasn't in the apartment today, it was maybe the new guy, and he introduced me to him, and that's how I met him. And then we were married the following year, and he got out of the service. We were married in England, and we came over to Iowa, to Mason City, Iowa, because he worked for the railroad before he was drafted. He dropped out of school and was drafted, and so he already had a job to come back to. So that's how come I came to Iowa.
Very good. So this was in the 70s.
Mm-hmm, 73.
Yeah, and so then you guys moved around a little bit.
With his job.
In the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, coming to the Dubuque area.
In 1990, I think it was.
And finding a nice home pretty close to us on Country Club Drive.
Mm-hmm.
That was your first time in the area, and of course your son and daughter went to West Dubuque.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so that was the 90s, and there's a couple places I wanted to maybe have you give some comments. And one was the Jennifer's connections with the beginnings of the show choir.
Mm-hmm.
Remember those days?
Mm-hmm.
What's your remembrances of those?
Well, when Jennifer got into high school, the show choir had been going, I think, a couple of years, because she had to try out, and she was so excited and was hoping that she would make it. Of course, we were all excited too. And when she made it, I don't remember much about the show choir before she tried out, because Andrew wasn't into show choir or anything. So, but I don't think it had been going that long.
There wasn't much to remember.
Yeah, I don't think it had been going that long. Maybe a couple of years before she got into it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because she would have been a freshman in '94, maybe. She graduated in 98.
Did she?
And I think maybe the show choir kind of got some beginnings maybe 2 years before that.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It was just in the initial stages.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, she got auditioned and made it.
Mm-hmm.
And that provided some exciting times for her and you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we just loved it, yeah.
What are some memories about that?
Oh, just going to the different venues and seeing how good some of the schools were. We thought we were really good until you saw some of the other schools. And I think it was an eye-opening thing for Tom Fletcher, who was the director too, when he saw how good some of those other schools were and the costumes that they had, and you know, so it was a growth thing for him also, you know.
Well, there's there had to be. I mean, it was an expensive operation.
Yes, it was very expensive, and I think. I think more so for West Dubuque because we were a relatively new show choir, we weren't very good at first. So I think we thought, well, if we have great costumes, we'll maybe win. But it doesn't work like that. So it was a learning experience for everybody. But it was very expensive to be in it.
Yes, I don't recall any.
I think one year was it Jennifer's? Maybe not even her senior year. I think one year it was like $1,200. Yeah. That included the costumes, the choreographer, the travel and hotels, and $1,200 back then. Well, it's still a lot of money now, but $1,200, it was a big commitment for those families.
Right.
You know.
Back at that time, there was, that group maybe was in their numbers-wise, early, maybe 20 kids or so.
I think maybe when Jennifer had been in it, a couple of years, I think it got to 30. And that's after she was in it a couple of years, I think that's when they started getting some of the jocks, which they were never in show choir at the beginning. But you got like Rodney Fangman was in it, you know.
West Breeze.
And,
that's a big benefit to get those kids.
It was a big benefit because they were the jocks of the school. More kids came out to see them and then started to support. I think that first year that Jennifer were in, not many kids supported it that weren't in it, and not many parents whose kids weren't in it supported it.
It was you know, it got to the point where the kids would put on performances during school, mm-hmm. for the high school, mm-hmm. and the middle school, mm-hmm. grade school, mm-hmm. and everybody looked forward to that.
Well, and I think that was a recruiting thing too.
Sure.
You know, for the middle, when you put a show on for the middle school, you want those to come up and be in it. But I think the largest we did was maybe 15 girls and 15 boys, maybe 30.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, I don't think we went any bigger than that. But then you had the band.
Right.
You know, it was a big production. You had the band, and then you had
stage crew.
Your stage crew, and and then all these props, you know.
Right.
I mean, it was I remember driving. We had a minivan at the time, and we would drive to the competitions, and we usually carry some drums.
Well, yeah. I remember going out sometimes where we'd be getting ready for performance, and we'd have to have dry ice. We'd have to find dry ice.
Well, and I remember I had a shop down in Cable Car Square, and we used to have, we thought, how do we get the dry ice delivered to West Dubuque? And because the place was in Dubuque, and so they would deliver the dry ice to me in my shop, and I had a freezer for my frozen food there that I used to sell, and so they'd bring the dry ice to the freezer, and then I would transport it then to West Dubuque.
Yeah.
So we had it was like a factory. Everybody had a job.
Well. You know, and then the costumes, of course, that was a big job as far as...
I was involved in those because I was a sewer. I could sew. And I think it was me and De-
Osterhaus.
Osterhaus.
Yeah.
We sold a lot of the costumes.
Yeah.
And we also kind of changed a few of the costumes. If we thought they were too short, we would make them a little longer.
I didn't realize that. Okay.
Yeah, we changed a few of them, and in hopes that Tom Fletcher didn't notice. Because after all, it was still a high school thing.
And
we tried to save money by that, by sewing. You know, if you bought every costume, it was going to be crazy prices.
Yeah.
And it was already a crazy price to begin with. So we sewed, she would cut out the patterns and I would sew, and then we'd do both. And then we had some other mothers that did hand sewing that would put the sequins on and okay. glue things on. But we actually did the sewing of the actual dresses and things like that, you know.
I remember the anticipation of year every year as far as bringing in the choreographer mm-hmm. to mm-hmm. design mm-hmm. the performances for that year, and that was Damon Brown.
Yes,
right?
Yeah. They used to have a camp at Clark or Loris.
Yeah.
Was it Loris?
I think it was Clark.
Was it Clark? They had like a week camp almost, didn't they? Was it
right.
almost a week?
Yeah.
And they had to stay over there.
Yep.
And learn the choreography for the season. Oh, the kids worked very hard.
Yeah. And it paid off because eventually they became very, very
mm-hmm.
good
mm-hmm.
and performed well and drove around the Midwest from... Remember going to Sioux City, Council Bluffs, up into Wisconsin, over to Illinois. Remember going to Indiana one time, Michigan one time. So we did a lot of driving, and there was a lot of good memories of.
And we drive back through the night.
Yeah.
To get back, and we get back at like 6 a.m. You know.
So anyway, that was good stuff for mm-hmm. the kids in the high school mm-hmm. and. You had a good connection to all of that mm-hmm. in a lot of different ways. So then your next connection came, I think, was that the year after Jennifer graduated?
Yes, and,
How did, this was the situation, apparently there was a problem with the not having a director for the selection there was going to be for this cool mm-hmm. show.
Play, yeah.
The play.
Mm-hmm.
And how did you get connected into that?
Well, we still used to go watch the show choir. Even when Jennifer graduated, we'd still go to the... Because West Dubuque ended up having a competition themselves. And so we would still go. And so we still knew the kids that were in it from when Jennifer was in it. You know, the younger ones, they were now seniors. And Tom Fletcher used to always direct the musical, too. A musical and then a regular play. And when Jennifer was in high school, I would help out with the costumes and everything for that. But we were at the... I think... Rosemary Eager, whose son was in show choir, we were at the show choir competition, and the kids were saying, we were asking them what the musical was being, and the kids said to us, well, there's probably not going to be one because there's no director. And we said, what do you mean there's no director? And they said, nobody's going to direct anything. So we're not having a play. And so Rosemary and I says, well, we could do that. I don't know why we said that. We both said it at the same time, and I don't know why we said that, because we had no we had no idea. But we said, well, we could do that. We can get people to help us. We'll do it. And the kids got so excited about it that we couldn't turn back then. So we didn't know even how to start.
Okay.
And Bob Howard helped us. And we'd go and talk to him and pick his brain. And how do you start? Well, you have to pick out a play.
Right, get the rights. So.
Yeah, and then you contact these people. And then I actually... contacted another school because we did was it Sweet Charity?
Yeah,
and we know one of the schools in Wisconsin that did show choir, part of their show choir program was always a play. And one year they did Sweet Charity for their show choir competition. And so I called the show choir, I called that school and talked to the show choir director and told her the predicament that we were in and we wanted to do that play, and asked how they went about doing it. And she was a great help to me, and I can't even remember her name. But so then we called the place where you get the rights in New York, and I talked to a lady there in the office and said, we've never done this before. Do you think we could do this play? Because we had no experience whatsoever. And they said, oh, sure, you'll be fine. If you need any help, just give us a call. I called that office many times, let me tell you. So we got the rights to that play, and we ran it by Bob Howard to see if it would be okay to do this one. Because it's a little risque in parts, but we kind of toned it down. And it was a fun show where you got to see the talents of the girls and the boys dancing and singing. And that's what we wanted, because that's what is fun for the kids. And then we went from there, and we held auditions, and we had a great turnout of people trying. And everybody, Rosemary and I agreed that everybody that auditioned got a part.
Yeah.
So we had a bunch of kids on the stage, and that way, by having a bunch of kids, we also had a lot of parental help.
Very good.
So,
were there three performances then once it was ready to go?
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Yeah. Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday afternoon.
Okay. And that gradually got better each time? Is that what happened, or...?
I think the kids were always good. I think Rosemary and I got better each time. Because the first time we were so nervous and scared, and thinking, we still said right before it opened on Friday night, what are we doing?
Well, it was, you know, it was such a great thing that you guys came forward to do that, because I know the kids were disappointed that mm-hmm. at that point, because it appeared that there wasn't going to be a play. And so luckily you stepped forward, albeit not knowing what we were going to be involved in. But you had fun doing
we
it?
We did. And we had, you know, we, Rosemary and I are not talented in musical things, dance. We're not talented in the arts like that. And so we did get a lot of help, outside help, and we had anything that we wanted from Bob Howard. I mean, we just went and asked, and he said, okay, I'll get it for you. My daughter came back from school, from college, to help with the choreography and the singing. And then we also, I think Wes Brees helped with the singing too.
Okay.
And We had a lot of help, because, as I say, I couldn't help with the singing or the dancing, because I didn't do that, you know. But we were very proud of the kids, and we were very proud of the parents that stepped up. And we had these great sceneries. Oh, and then we went to a company. I went to a company in Dubuque, one of the big companies, because they had done at some chamber. They had a Chamber of Commerce meeting. They had, it was some, you had booths and everything. And I'd heard that they had like a hippie, they'd done a hippie thing. And so I went to that company and asked if we could use their props. And sure enough, they let us use this big like VW bus that was made out of wood.
Okay.
And, so they were really good with the company. It was and I can't remember what company it was in Dubuque. But yeah, we were very proud of the kids, very proud of the parents that helped us. And then on Sunday afternoon when it was all over, Rosemary Eager and I were very proud of ourselves.
Well, yeah, sure.
I think we had a party at our house then for Bob Howard for helping us.
Well, I know we tried desperately to get you to come back the next year.
No, we were done.
But I mean, it was, yeah, it was a great thing you did, and I know you have a lot of fun memories about all this.
One and done.
That happened. So that was good. Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks, Pat, for our little visit.
All right.
We appreciated you doing it.
Thank you.
You bet.